The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is one of the few places in the nation where, in some places in the region, the entire general public is now eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine. The Tribal Health Corporation has been able to rapidly expand vaccine eligibility for two reasons. First, it received more doses than expected, and then many people declined to take it. Dan Winkleman is president and CEO of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. He's become a strong advocate for the COVID-19 vaccine, and during a virtual town hall on Monday, he shared an ambitious hope.
As many people as possible to get vaccinated in our region and all throughout the nation and the world.
The virus that causes COVID-19 has had an outsized impact on the YK Delta. Since last October, the region has had the highest case rate in Alaska and one of the highest case rates in the nation. But even with the disease found in so many people, Winkleman says the number of people willing to be vaccinated has not been high enough. Many have declined, he said during the town hall.
We have seen a fairly high declination rate all throughout our region for the vaccine.
Winkleman says YKHC is trying to combat that high declination rate with education. Both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are 95% effective at preventing recipients from developing COVID-19. And the vaccine is one of the health corporation's main tools to suppress the virus's outbreak in the region. So many people declining the vaccine has meant that extra doses are on hand, and YKHC has widely expanded eligibility for vaccinations. In villages, anyone age 16 and older can receive it. That's as young as federal guidelines allow. Additionally, a generous vaccine shipment from the Indian Health Service gives the health corporation more flexibility. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges said the villages continue to have priority because they are more vulnerable.
Villages have poorer access to care, requires, generally speaking, an airplane ride to be able to be seen in the hospital, and they have less access to water and sewer. So we know that poor access to sanitation has been associated with a risk of respiratory infections.
Also, many people in villages live in crowded, multi-generational homes,
which could be considered to be congregate living settings. So that's another reason to expand access in our villages first.
By the end of this week, YKHC expects to distribute initial doses of vaccine to 36 village clinics. That will leave only 5 clinics that have yet to receive the vaccine within the first month of it arriving in the region. In Bethel, the vaccine is not yet open to the general public. Currently, it's available to anyone age 50 or older, as well as frontline essential workers and people living in congregate settings. Hodges says the health corporation may expand eligibility in Bethel in the next week or two. It will depend on how many people currently eligible sign up for an appointment. Hodges encourages everyone in the region who wants to receive a COVID-19 vaccine to complete an online form on YKHC's website.
And it doesn't guarantee you an appointment, but it lets us know that you want to have it. And so if you fit into our current criteria, we will call you and get you scheduled as soon as we can. And if you don't fit into the current tier that we're on, we will add you to a list and we will call you as soon as you are eligible to get to receive the vaccine.
Hodges says 15% of people in the region receiving COVID-19 tests are testing positive for the virus. That indicates many people have the virus and do not know it, but are able to spread it to others. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.